But right now, wanting to come in and talk whatever with us is our maintenance man, Clarence Murphy.
Hey, Clarence.
How you doing?
It's been a while.
It's me, Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in your building.
Yeah, yeah, good to see you. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year. I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench and downloading the new security patches for the cyber plumbing and all that. And,
wow.
And I was streaming you guys on the Sports Day app, and I heard you guys talking about, football and baseball, and then it cut y'all off and went to the same commercial over and over again for about 15 minutes.
We'll fix that.
Maybe you can fix that. But I think you guys were talking about football and baseball. Anyway. Anyway, I came by to tell you guys just how much y'all meant to me.
Oh, and that's really nice, Clarence.
And let you know that old Clarence isn't going to be with you much longer.
Well, why do you say that?
So I just wanted to say goodbye.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm flying out to Vegas about 9:45.
You're going to be gone for a while.
I'm going to put down a bunch of money on the NFC playoffs and play some blackjack until I burn through my Social Security.
Don't burn through it.
I just wanted to say you're not going to see me much longer here. So
have fun.
But I saw where Blade Runner Oscar Pastorius was allowed to kangaroo out of prison, and did I ever tell you fellas my Oscar Pastorius story?
There's no way you know.
This is great. This is funny. Well, one time he and I went out on the town, and while we were at this restaurant, he herded a group of hot women who had wronged him into a bathroom behind a holocore door and said, "Watch this." And he pulled out a deer rifle.
What? A deer rifle?
Yeah. And just hold on. It's a funny story.
Okay. How is that funny?
Well, he pulled out the deer rifle and put 12 rounds right through a clown picture that had taped to the end of a rifle range that was right next to the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so he shot a smiley face into it. It was great. Okay. Thing. Yeah, and then he threw a hand grenade into the bathroom.
Oh, good Lord.
I've never seen so much blood.
Oh, my good Lord.
But, Clarence?
But anyway, hey, did I ever tell you about the time Mike Ducey shot a South African model?
What?
No.
Yeah, he sure did with his Nikon D3500. It was a great looking photo shoot.
It was a photo shoot.
Anyway, he's a pretty good little photographer.
I didn't know he was into that.
I didn't know that either.
Well, I see you guys looking at my branded shirt.
Yeah, what does that say?
I see this is my own branded shirt. I created this. It says, "Let a naysayer know." Okay. Yeah, and I want to point out there's no hard R. It's naysayer, which is totally fine.
All right.
Hey, did I ever tell you guys about the time Jimmy Johnson got in the Ring of Honor?
Well, we saw it last Saturday.
It sure did. Anyway, that's a great story. I just want to tell you about Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
I want to encourage you guys to head on down to the boiler room before 9:45 if you can. I just made some holiday cookies to celebrate the milestone birthday of my good friend and Hollywood legend, Glennis Johns.
Oh, wow.
She's 100 years old, still going strong. In fact, she and I are going to Vegas together, although she hadn't answered my text this morning about
there's a reason
when
for
to
that.
Get together. But what?
She's passed.
She's
no longer with us.
Just yesterday, in fact.
I'm sorry to break that to you, Clarence.
That saddens Clarence so much that I feel my heart seize it up. Glennis, how did this happen to her?
Well,
take
what
away
happened?
From young.
She's 100.
Did Blade Runner finally kill her like he always swore he would?
No, he didn't either. No.
All right, well, see you.
Okay,
guys.
Are you okay? Good luck in Vegas. We'll see you, Clarence.
Man, I was reaching for the save shot.
We got one up here.